A state law passed 2 years ago says the six agencies must buy 10% of their electricity from renewable sources by the end of this year and 20% by 2011. The plan includes large agencies like the Department of Corrections. So the state is requesting 10-year proposals on providing 90,000 megawatt hours of renewable juice, enough to power three good-sized UW campuses for an entire year. Robert Kramer heads up state facilities in the Department of Administration. He says he thinks the goal can be met.
A number of the utilities are aggressively pursuing renewable energy, and your listeners may have heard about their announcements to help build wind farms. And so we're very optimistic that utilities will be able to provide this and more.
Wind farms are controversial in some parts of the state, and so is getting renewable power from hydroelectric dams. But Kramer says there are tight limits on hydro under the 2005 law. Kramer also says the state plans to protect taxpayers from getting gouged under the renewable mandate.
I'm sure there's a cutoff point as we get the numbers in. We'll see how it compares with our current electricity pricing. At the same time, I think the goal of the legislation is to have the state's demand for renewable electricity help spur a greater supply in Wisconsin.
Kramer says renewable energy proposals are due by June 28th. He contends the state has not forgotten about reducing electricity demand at its buildings. The governor wants state agencies to cut energy use 10% per square foot by next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.